Our next case is old business item, case number 12,416. Jessica F. Peake seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, the landscape buffer requirements in the combined highway corridor overlay zone, the CHCOZ, and from the number of required parking spaces, sections 115.82, 115.162, 115.182, and 115.194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The board may remember this from its previous meeting of February 17th, where the record was left open. I would note that the applicant has submitted additional letters of support from residents within the community, which have been circulated to the board, and we have also received an additional plan and supporting technical information, which has also been circulated to the board as well. Thank you.
So this application has been left, the record has been left open. There will be an opportunity for those in favor to speak and those in opposition.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. My name is Mackenzie P. I'm an associate attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor here on behalf of Nick Gerasmus of Nick's Mini Golf. To refresh your memory, we're asking for three variances, including the request for a variance from the front yard setback of C1 for proposed structures. The second request is for a variance from the landscape buffer requirement of the combined highway corridor overlay zone. And the third and final request is for a variance from the parking requirement of Sussex County Code Section 115-162. And this final request means that we are asking for a reduction in the number of parking spaces, not for an exemption from parking for the proposed mini golf course. With me tonight are Jack Burbage, owner of Holiday Inn Express, lot behind our property. Also Nick, owner of the mini golf business, and Mike O'Neill, project manager. With the record left open, obviously, from the last hearing, I'd like to address the number of things that you all wanted admitted into evidence. So first, I have the executed lease agreement that I will be submitting.
And when did you receive that? Because we like to have things ahead of time.
We had a copy of it, but it was not actually officially executed until today, as it's dated.
Of course.
I also have several copies as well, just for your reference. I know that you have some of this information already, but it's a packet that includes aerial sites, proposed parking on the lots, and everything else that you will need. I can specifically go through it. Once you get the packet, you'll see again that it includes aerial sites of the property. On the second page, highlighted in blue, are the three, two access points to the property that actually do not affect Hickman's Plaza at all, which was not clear last time for the record. Images of parking spaces that are lined and unlined, the updated site plan, the updated landscape plan, and images provided by Nick showing parking signs that exist on another one of his sites down in Ocean City, where he actually has a similar shared parking arrangement with a hotel and restaurant use, where only 9 spaces are provided rather than 12 that we're proposing here today. To address as well the concern previously expressed, we did reflect on the new plans, a 12x17 kiosk rather than the 10x10 kiosk. And we feel that we've sufficiently addressed safety and parking concerns that the board addressed last time. I'll go through each for you. We addressed the safety concerns and also the expressed concern by the resident that spoke from the Delaware Coalition on Open Governments with respect to his concern that we were asking for a significant variance. And we reduced the amount of the variance requests for the front yard setback in response to the board's concerns, as well as that citizen, and the landscape buffer requirement as well for the combined highway corridor overlay zone. So you'll see on the landscape plan and on the site plan that we actually shrunk the size of the golf course, pulling the golf course off another 10 feet off of Route 1, giving us actually a 15-foot space now between Route 1 as well as the course. And that means that we're now asking for a 45-foot variance rather than a 55-foot variance from the front yard request. And we also are now requesting a variance of only 5 feet rather than 15 feet from the buffer requirement. And with respect to some of the board members' concerns for safety, we feel that now we are definitely all 15 feet. We've also updated the landscape plan to allow for a more pronounced border around the property, and actually included crepe myrtles in the design as well, which I'll discuss why that's important in a moment. I also wanted to submit pictures of crosswalks and sidewalks that exist for access to the property, because there was concern about that as well last time. There's actually a crosswalk to the north and south of the property, if we were to zoom out. Perhaps a bit more if we could. Zoom out a little bit more. So if I may, there's actually a crosswalk here, and there's also one at the intersection of Jefferson's Bridge and Route 1. And there are sidewalks that line the perimeter of this teardrop-shaped parcel. And I'll submit that as well for your review. Now to address the landscape plan specifically.
Is this on Route 1, the landscape? Okay.
Yes, it is. So this was updated by Macrone Engineering, and we discussed the board's concerns after our last hearing. We actually provided for a space for a shared use path that DelDOT may require, which would basically be a sidewalk between our property as well as the golf course, as well as Route 1. And this would include something that could be used for walking, biking, etc., that DelDOT does sometimes require, and that we would obviously have to address post-approval from the board if we get that today. Eric?
So wait a minute. Back up there.
Yes.
DelDOT's not told you you had to have
that. No, but we provided for space to allow for that if it is so required by DelDOT, which is why, again, we pulled the golf course and shrunk it down to size to provide for that space.
I don't see any entrance from Route 1 for this parcel.
There is an entrance, actually, reflected. If you look on, I guess it's the 1, 2, 3, the sixth page of your plan, there's actually, the entrance is to the off of Route 1. There's a space where it says proposed parking by others, and that's actually where you'd enter in off the property. And it's basically right here.
Okay. But there's no, currently there's no curbing or dedicated entrance.
There's not, but it is considered to be a commercial entrance permit, according to DelDOT when we spoke with them. I understand the concern, and that is something that we'd have to obviously deal with DelDOT, and we are aware of that, that we need to go through that process with them. So with respect to the landscape plan, Eric Kells of the engineering company, he's a civil project manager there, did provide, as I said, for that shared use path space to be added if we need that from DelDOT. And he also chose crepe myrtles as a buffer, specifically because they're multi-stemmed and act as a stronger barrier to uncontrolled cars, in his opinion, in working with sites like this in the past, and will also provide for a greater visual screen around the property.
How far are they apart? How far are they apart?
They're alternating. So you'll have, they will, once they're fully grown, they'll touch. You can see on the site or on the landscape plan itself that we'll have thicker bushes in between, and they'll alternate with crepe myrtles. And we have shown there's a number of them that are all delineated by the darker circles on your landscape plan there. Okay. So there are a number of them on the site.
Is there any fence behind that? Or anything?
There's not.
There's not going to be anything beside bushes and
bushes and the crepe myrtles that will be alternating as a perimeter.
Well, how tall will they be when you get to put them in?
I believe that they grow. He did.
I don't know how tall they grow, but how big are they going to, when you put them in? Are they going to be small? Or are they going to be large?
I'm not aware of the size, but we could certainly have more mature crepe myrtles planted if that's your preference.
Yeah, I mean, how small is not really doing anything for you.
I know that they do take off. I know I have some in my yard, and they do take off.
They go by gallons according to the landscape plan.
By what?
By gallons.
Gallons.
By gallons.
These are pretty decent size.
The size of the bulb.
Thank you. Does that answer your question?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
Medium.
Are there any additional questions about the landscape plan? I'd like to move on to parking.
It doesn't show the billboard on the plan.
No, it does not. The billboard, though, is actually still owned by the landlord and is not included in the lease itself.
I understand that, but it's on the parcel, and, you know, would it affect the
It will remain on the site.
I understand that. I'm reading this. But where is it located, and would it affect
The
visual?
The billboard, I believe, is located in this area here, which actually doesn't affect the development of our property at all for the golf course. It just remains separate and apart away from the actual proposed development site. Okay. Moving on to parking. So I am submitting a letter and a parking lease agreement to you. This document that you will be receiving includes a letter from Jack Burbage here today with any questions you may have. He's owner of the Holiday Inn Express lot, permitting and leasing the use of 12 spaces in the Holiday Inn Express parking lot for use by Nick's mini golf course patrons. And Mr. Burbage's letter confirms that he's the owner of the Holiday Inn Express lot adjoining our proposed site, that the Holiday Inn has 121 designated spots currently with only 100 rooms in the hotel, that the lot is underparked, and that he will permit the use of 12 spaces for the patrons of Nick's Mini Golf in addition to the 6 spaces provided on site.
How is that going to be delineated? Or is it just going to be a free-for-all?
We actually, in your packet that you received, there's actually going to be signs that will be placed up, and there's examples. It's on the last, it's in the last set of enclosures there. Pictures of other places where we've had, where Nick has actually had signs placed, yes.
And what's to keep somebody else from parking there?
They get towed. Also, Mr. Burbage has proposed, as well as Nick, to actually provide for bike racks as well. There's other sites down there that have bike racks, and I'll submit those into the record for your review as well. And obviously, bike racks would provide for additional parking for residents walking and biking to the site. Also, with the attachment that you received is an executed parking lease agreement, which is more official than the letter, and we hope that is sufficient for you all. And it represents that Mr. Burbage is the owner of the Holiday Inn Express lot, and he is also the tenant of our proposed site and the majority interest holder of Nick's Mini Golf Bethany Beach. And by this agreement, Mr. Burbage leases 12 spots on the Holiday Inn Express lot to Mr. Burbage as tenant, and the lease has an effective date of today and will terminate when the property ceases to be used as a mini golf course. I would like to address again that Nick has a shared parking agreement like this on 45th Street down in Ocean City with a hotel as well as restaurant where only 9 spaces are provided. On Nick's other golf courses, he only has a maximum of 18 spots on those other sites, which is what we have provided for today here. And I would also again like to point out for the record, as I did last time, that the Sussex County Code does not require parking for outdoor commercial use, only for indoor commercial use. And we feel that we only need 18 spaces and that we have provided for those today and have evidenced that through the agreement and letter provided by Mr. Burbage.
The bike racks, whose property do they own?
They'll sit on the Holiday Inn Express property.
They will, okay.
Mm-hmm, yes. Those specifically in the picture are actually, there's a designated lot for Sea Colony residents that actually is located down here. Okay. And there's about 30 spots there, and along the area right here, there's all these bike racks that sit for bikes to park, which also, I know we had talked about last time, concern about Sea Colony residents not really having somewhere to go, but it seems like if you have a Sea Colony parking permit, according to a sign that exists there, that you can park in that lot as well.
Can you blow that up some?
Yes.
These bike racks, they're not on that property though, correct?
These bike racks are off the property, but residents there are permitted, obviously. Anyone can park there.
Who owns that property?
This property right here?
5101 and 55.
I will look. We've got an LLC and another LLC. Sea Colony Recreational Association owns the other one.
Okay.
Now, then you put the bike racks there, right?
No, that's not where we're proposing to do the racks.
They would show the pictures.
On our site. I was just providing those pictures for evidence that that's what other parcels near our property have done.
Okay.
To provide for additional spaces for patrons coming to the uses. I also just wanted to point out again, there was some concern that we would be interfering with Hickman's Plaza. And we actually cannot get to our site from the Hickman Plaza parking lot. We all went down again and looked. You'd actually have to cross over that stormwater management pond or the grass there to really access our parking lot. And so the only points of access are again from Route 1, which we understand we may have to make some changes to at CELDOT, coming in southbound and turning left onto Jefferson's Bridge Road and then into the Holiday Inn Express parking lot, or coming northbound on South Pennsylvania Avenue, turning left on Jefferson's Bridge Road and then left again into the Holiday Inn Express parking lot.
Mr. Carson.
Thank you.
I know I've overwhelmed you perhaps with information. Do you have any questions?
So on the lease, I didn't get a chance to read everything on that lease.
Yes.
So it's a 10-year lease?
It's a 10-year lease with option for renewal as well.
And for another 10 years or it's?
I think it's 2 5-year options.
Both parties have the right to, I mean, he can refuse or?
Yes.
See, you submitted some more letters of support.
We did. We got two credible letters of support from Mike Wilgus of Wilgus Associates, as well as Kevin McCabe of DB Fries.
It's not here.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have that? I submitted those today.
If they came in today, they wouldn't
would not
have
those.
Been
sure.
Circulated.
I have evidence of them, if you'd like, or if we could
but
pass
the
them down.
But the ones that you gave us.
Yes.
One was from Roquefort. Who owns that building? And I think
I'm not as sure. I'm not. I do not. I am not personally aware of all
not,
ownership
I
interests
mean,
as well. Okay.
I'm not impressed with these.
I would like to point out, though, that we did get a number of letters of support from other parties, including, as I said, Kevin McCabe that owns DB Fries down in Frankfurt.
Well, he's in Bethany on Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We also had letters of support
from Michael Wilgus.
Yes, we did.
So,
from DeAngelis Enterprises. From DeAngelis Enterprises. From Sheridan Johns and Sugar Shack.
Chair, I'm going to circulate. These are the file copies for the main
thank
file.
You.
Return. Thank you. Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
It does. Are there any follow-up questions?
You have those other letters from the other two people you stated. Do you have them with you?
They're right here.
They've been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Department and are being passed around.
Well, let's move on and see if there's anyone here in favor and anyone here in opposition, and then we can go back.
Chair, I do have a
Mr.
couple
Sharp.
Points because we do need to have someone at least affirm what Ms. Peek stated.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that would generate any questions for those individuals.
May I have Nick come forward and
whomever
be sworn in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nick Gerasmus, 13001 Riggin Ridge Road, Ocean City, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Nick, did you hear everything that I said at the hearing tonight?
Yes.
Do you affirm that everything that I said was true and accurate?
I do.
Thank you.
I do have a couple of questions, perhaps, if you may. Ms. Pete, you had stated something about the sidewalk dedication that you're discussing with DLDOT.
Yes.
Would that be within the 15 feet?
Yes.
That you're talking about there?
Yes.
And you're aware that if that were the case, that would effectively be a dedication, so the property would be reduced in size?
We do understand that.
Okay.
But it was provided for, subject to the DLDOT requiring that from us.
All right. As far as the spaces on the neighboring lands, the
yes.
Holiday Inn Express, you've indicated that there's 121 spots,
mm-hmm.
Only 100 rooms, and that they would be allowing for 12 of those 121 spaces to be dedicated exclusively for the use of this mini golf facility. Is there any other shared parking arrangements with any of the other neighbors for those land, those spaces?
No formal agreements. There is an informal agreement with Mickey's Crab House there for 6 spots, I believe. And Mr. Burbage can correct me for the record, at 5 spots with Mickey's. But Mickey's does have 14 spots on site, which I also took pictures of, if you'd all like to see.
On Mickey's?
On Mickey's actual land, they have 14 spots.
Okay.
And then you can speak to it as well.
Yeah. When I talked to them, what I was told pretty much was customers are using their spots, and then the employees are using, I think it's 6 spots that are behind them
mm-hmm.
in the grass, and then that's what the employees are using, hence the share parking.
And I can submit pictures if you'd like to see that.
Whatever you wish
okay.
to submit in the record, you may. Now, I'm going to butcher your last name.
Drasmus.
Apologize.
Okay.
I'll do better. When you have your operation going, I understand you have other locations. How many employees do you typically have on at most at any given time?
At most will be 2.
Okay. And have you experienced issues with parking at the other spaces where you've had 9 or 18 spaces? Has there been complaints or issues that you're aware of?
No. So the one, there's no problems anywhere. The only one where that could have been a problem that was avoided would be that 45th Street shared parking thing that we have, and we have one designated spot for employees or me, essentially, if it's not being used, but that's dedicated for the one spot for us.
Okay. Now, this question for you, Ms. Pete. Have you had any discussions about stormwater or anything like that in your?
Yes, we have. We actually
are
in the process of working with Sussex Conservation District right now and preparing a sediment and stormwater plan with Macrone Engineering, which should be completed in a week or so. Just to state for the record, we actually are improving the stormwater conditions on the site because we will be creating more permeable rather than impervious surfaces, removing the building there and obviously a lot of the pavement that exists there. And we've talked with Jessica Watson of Sussex Conservation District on those points.
Do you anticipate that will lead to, because we've got potential dedication in the front, potential commercial entrance issues that you've expressed with DLDOT, and potential stormwater issues. Has there any concern that that may lead to you having to come back to this board?
No.
Okay.
We're actually in the lowest, essentially the simplest plan required because we're improving this stormwater and sedimentation conditions on site.
All right. I have no further questions at this time, Madam Chair.
But if DLDOT requires more of an easement or an easement that's not shown on here, that would affect their variance, correct?
Well, at this point, we would be draft any approval, I think, is going to be subject, because this is, Mr. Whitehouse, I'm correct, still has to go through the Planning and Zoning Commission, still has to go through County Council. So any approvals that this board wished to grant is going to be expressly contingent upon all approvals being made there and all site plan approvals. And that would likely also address any of the dedications as well.
Mr. Wayhouse?
If I could just add to that. So as this goes through the commission will consider a preliminary site plan. And then following that process, the applicant must then normally come back and get final site plan, which the commission will not normally give without a letter of no objection from DLDOT. So there is a check and balance to review this. So they if they cannot get a letter of no objection, they will not be able to get final. So,
exactly.
And that includes Fire Marshal and Conservation District as well. So.
Mm-hmm. One thing that for the board to kind of consider on this application, whenever the site plan process goes through, there's obviously a preliminary plan, which is kind of what's being presented as part of their concept with a conditional use. But they have to get all of those approvals before they get final. And those approvals also include if they were to get a variance from the board. It's kind of like a checklist that, yes, we've approved the proposed location of what you're planning to do as far as the variance goes. Whether it's up to you whether they met those standards, but for purposes, if you were to approve it, that would be one check off their list that they would have to do.
If I may as well, we did discuss that with Mr. Wayhouse initially, that we would start before the Board of Adjustment and then obviously go to the Planning and Zoning Commission and simultaneously work with Sussex Conservation on sediment and stormwater and DLDA on obviously the issues they may have with respect to the entrance, as well as the shared use path and any other issues that they see.
Okay. Remind me why you gave us these pictures.
I gave you those pictures to show that Mickey's has on-site parking as well, because I think there was some confusion if they did or did not last time.
I know they do.
I just wanted to make sure.
12 spaces won't even touch it.
I know, but 14 spaces are provided there on-site. I'm just showing that there are other uses around that have sufficient parking.
Or insufficient parking.
I think that is being downplayed. I think there's a ton of traffic in that area.
Okay, that concludes your, okay. Is there, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Mr. Jackins. Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Would you like to come forward and be sworn in?
Yes, please. I believe, Madam Chair, Mr. Burbage, I think.
Would speak. You like to speak also? Yeah, please.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jack Burbage, 9919 Stephen Decatur Highway, Ocean City, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing me. I just want to say that I think this is a needed thing for Bethany. They need the children. I noticed I need things to do. But of course, we own the Holiday Inn, which we purchased, owned it about a year and a half. And there's ample parking there. The lot is hardly ever, I've never seen it full. I'm sure it is 4th of July, but I've never seen it full. There's plenty of parking, ample parking for this. As an overflow, which we're willing to give to them. And I think it's an amenity for the area, for the Holiday Inn, as well as for the Sea Colony and the people in the area. There is only one other small, very small miniature golf course downtown in North Bethany. And they really need something to do. I think it would be good fun for the children, something for them to do. And I can tell you, I think you know that I've been in Bethany since 1980. I've owned property there since 1980. I really like Bethany. It's a wonderful place to be and do business. And I think that you'll also know if you take a look that everything we've done right. We haven't tried to do it on a shoestring. The Holiday House, the new Bethany Beach Ocean Suites, we worked with the town so that that does not look like a hotel. It fits right in with the town. And we've done everything first class that we do. We're getting ready to redo the Holiday Inn in another year. It needs upgrading. It's getting tired. And it will be a big pip, so it will look really nice. And this could be a real nice amenity for that and for Sea Colony and for the others. I really foresee that the majority, I think the traffic is going to be walking myself and biking. I think from those particular areas, I don't see much coming otherwise, but yet there might be. I don't know. But I will tell you that I care as much as anybody about safety. I've got four grandchildren that I think the world of, and it's very important to me that no matter what you tell us to do, if I think there's something else that needs to be added, it will be added after the fact, not required. So with all that, we would like for you to consider passing it on. We know we've got other hurdles to go through. This is one of them, and we'd appreciate your consideration to let us put a really fine course in Bethany. Thank you. Any questions?
Not at this time.
Thank you.
Sir, would you like to come forward?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Brenton Archett, 38482 Hemlock Drive, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. So my name is Brenton Archett. My mother is also here. I'm speaking on behalf of both of us. We're the owners of Hickman Beach Plaza, which is the property just south of both sides of the road. Just south has the Cottage Cafe. I believe it's 5102 and 51. Parcels 5102 and 51. Both sides of the road there. So we're one property away from the proposed use, and Hickman Beach Plaza, I believe, is actually almost connects with the diagonally across the road there, Hickman Beach Plaza West. Both are within walking distance. Out of the three variances, the only concern we have is the number of parking spaces. We have no objections to the request to reduce the landscape buffer requirement or the front yard setbacks. Anyone that goes to the beach knows finding a parking place is difficult. We find this all the time on our properties, especially the one on the east side. There's plenty of parking. It pretty much all fills up. It doesn't matter if you go to the beach for the day or to go to dinner at one of the restaurants. Available parking is limited and at a premium. It's not specific to this area, but pretty much the entire coast of Delaware are beach towns. I'm sure you have seen or been aware of many places that have signs saying patron employee parking only, or monitors that have been hired by businesses to assure only those using the services in a specific shopping center are parking there. We have, in fact, used all of those things. There's currently parking signs on our properties for customer employee parking only, and we have had parking monitors in the past and potentially in the future to prevent people from parking there that shouldn't be there. We'd also like to point out several things when you make your decision on the variance. The on-street parking in our area, unlike areas like Fenwick or Ocean City, is basically non-existent. The nearest designated on-street parking is at Cedarwood Street, which I believe is actually in the town of Bethany Beach, and it's several blocks north of there. And there's no on-street parking allowed anywhere south of the proposed use as well. We also don't have a public transportation system like some of the other areas do, where you can get on the bus and go there and then leave without taking your car. As stated before, Mickey's Crab House is adjacent to the proposed use. We went by and counted the parking spaces. They said 14. We actually got a couple more, about 18 to 20, depending on how the cars park. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Mr. Whitehouse may have them in the records, but I know they're grandfathered in. But under current code, they'd probably be well under the amount of parking spaces needed. I don't have the site plan right in front of me, but we counted 118 parking spaces in the Holiday Inn Express today, but I could have missed them. I mean, I was counting by hand. So, it is a 100 room hotel. We knew that. It is our understanding, and Mr. Whitehouse can correct me, I don't know what the planning and zoning was at that time, but the current code for a hotel is 1.5 parking spaces per room. I believe with one space per three employees.
Correct.
And, you know, so that would be about 150 plus that would be necessary for the site. So, you know, having a lease for more or to take away from what technically doesn't meet code, but I don't know what the code was at the time or what it was approved under. If there are any variances on the Holiday Inn Express property, I don't know that. So that's something to consider. As commercial property owners, we do not want additional restrictions on the property by any means, but unfortunately, you know, every day in the summer, we live the reality of not having enough parking. Now, that's on our properties. I can't speak for the Holiday Inn. As Mr. Burbage stated, I've seen it full, you know, but I don't go through there every day. But I've also seen it not full, so I can, you know, understand both ways. But parking is definitely at a premium in the summer, and if you have 100 hotel rooms, you would think there's at least one car per hotel room would be my guess. So that would be at least 100, if not more. So we're asking for your consideration in the issue. It seems to, we had some of the older stuff, so it goes to some of the stuff from the first hearing. I don't believe that is currently applicable, but you know, our question is, if there's no places left in the shared parking, where are people going to park? You know, for us at our businesses, it's big turnover is a big thing, and while there is not direct access to our property, there is a sidewalk in the front, so you could easily park there, walk across, and then walk, you know, and basically from the parking lot of the, sorry, from the Walgreens over there, which isn't too far. You know, and for us, we could easily see someone looking at it being like, well, the parking lot's full there, why don't we just park here, and after dinner we'll head over there and we can just walk and then come back, and obviously that takes away from the parking. How realistic that is, I couldn't tell you. I don't know how many people think that way, but that would be a very large concern of ours for both of our properties, both of which are predicated on turnover. So as we've said before, no public transit, no convenient on-street parking, and no public parking lots just kind of exacerbates the issue. At times, people do walk from Sea Colony, but as I've stated, our entire parking lot at the Boathouse and a good chunk, if not the majority, of the one at the Cottage Cafe, they both fill up in the summer. So regardless of people being able to walk, there's still a lot of car traffic. So people need places to park. Like I said, I don't know what the number, magic number of parking spaces required for mini golf is. I don't know what it is in this specific situation, but you know, the number currently proposed seems to be well below you know, the number that might be necessary for that. So we're just trying to make sure that it doesn't become a problem in the future for us, but also for other people that may have issues with parking in the area. So that is it. Thank you.
So your main objection is the parking?
Correct. We have no issue with the setbacks or the county highway overlay zone.
Okay. So if you don't want parking, the place is not going to happen then. If we don't have any more parking, what they set up, right? So you're not in favor of...
Well, I'd be in favor of, with the current plan, it would seem that there is not enough parking, at least from my, but I'm not a mini golf expert by any means.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would like to see more parking or some type of solution for that.
So what they give us, you're not satisfied with that?
Well, I believe, you know, according to county code, they're way below what the required is for the hotel, and they're taking spaces away from the hotel to use for the mini golf. So I think between the two, since they've kind of connected them, I don't believe that there is enough parking for both of those uses there. And I definitely don't think the six parking spaces is enough on their property alone.
I agree with you there. Yeah. But with what they give us, they had permit to park the other places, and you still don't agree with that either then?
Well, that's just because, yes, I don't believe that there is enough parking for the hotel to be in with, at least by code.
Okay.
And I don't know how that plays out, you know, in the legal system by any means. I don't know how their permit, the hotel's permit, was approved and their planning and zoning. I was not able to look at that information.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I did have a couple for the applicant, if I may.
I was going to ask them to come back up and move up.
If I may address Mr. Archet, I believe.
Archet.
Archet, his concerns. First of all, I actually do have the original hotel plan that was approved, and I actually would like to correct for the record, there are 143 spots for the existing Holiday Inn and only 100 rooms, so I will share this with you all. As I said before, we are not proposing parking on Hickman's Plaza at all. We're actually not even proposing having patrons of Nick's Mini Golf driving through Hickman's Plaza at all. I know that down there on the site, as Madam Chair had said previously, there's actually signs that say you cannot access that property at all unless you're using that plaza. And I think you're subject to being towed as well if you park there without permission and aren't using one of Hickman's Plaza commercial uses. I did notice when I was down there as well that there's designated spots for each use within that plaza. For example, Carpet One, I think, had 6 spots, and some of the other uses, and I can be corrected as well by the owners of Hickman's Plaza here, but there are designated spots for each use in that plaza, and our proposed parking is on a completely different site in a completely different parking lot. We've provided 4 spaces for, we've provided for 12 spaces on Holiday Inn Express. And to reflect further, we've got even more spots than I originally thought we did, and I apologize for that error. And I think that is sufficiently addresses what the opposition stated. But again, we have 6 on-site spots as well as 12 shared spots. Nick has affirmed that on his other sites, he only has a maximum of 18 spots, and it's never been an issue. So we certainly have provided for that here.
But Ocean City is a different animal.
It is.
It's a completely different animal than Bethany Beach.
It is.
So they have public transportation. You know.
But we do also believe, as we previously said, that many people will be walking to the site, already parked at the hotel, already parked at their residence of Sea Colony, traveling by bike and footpath to our site. And we believe that 18 spots is sufficient. And we will designate those spots, those 12 spots specifically on Holiday Inn Express for Nick's Mini Golf patrons. Again, we really do believe that we've addressed your safety concerns, your parking concerns. We've made a lot of changes in shrinking the golf course. This is a great use for the area. Again, improved stormwater will address the Del Dock concerns, obviously addressed by the board as well. It's a family-oriented use in a family-oriented place, and I think it would serve a lot of the restaurants and businesses, maybe even some of them that exist. You know, that we've got Cottage Cafe, we've got Mickey's there as well. And we really do think it's a great use for the site.
I guess I still have, even if you have pedestrian traffic, you know, we've had how many, we've had 2 this weekend fatalities on a road, not even, well, one was Route 1, but there's just a lot high incident of fatalities by pedestrians lately, and it's something that we really need to take into consideration.
I think with respect to our application, I understand your concerns. I'm local as well, and I understand how prevalent that concern is, but we did again pull the golf course off 15 feet off the highway now, which is much more than say Nick's other site in Dewey, which is 4 feet off the highway, or Seashell Shop 2, which I think is only 7 feet when I looked off the highway, as well just for other comparable uses for a miniature golf course. So we're now 15 feet off. We left obviously space again for that path. We understand the implications of that with Del Dot, where it is actually considered a dedication. We provided for buffering to delineate our property. And I hope that you take into consideration all the things that we've brought before you tonight as we try to address your concerns that were presented at the last hearing.
Question?
Yes.
At the last hearing and understanding that you've made significant changes, but we had discussion about a 42-inch, I want to call it fence.
Yes, and we're...
Or netting or mm-hmm. some type of an issue. Is that still embedded within this, within the new landscape plan?
I was going to address that when Mr. Workman had brought that up tonight. If that's something that needs to be conditioned on approval or application, that is certainly something we've discussed and are okay with if we need to provide a 42. Obviously, respecting height limitations for C1, if that's something that we need to do.
I just wonder if that was still in your thinking.
Yes. And or addition of a fence, if you'd prefer that as well. Whatever you think is sufficient to address the delineation of the border and the buffer there.
Yeah. Is that a sidewalk coming down to there? Is that the sidewalk Dalton Route 1 coming back to that?
There is a sidewalk. There is one piece that's also broken as well. I think there's a way to show on the base map.
So that's how people are going to get to
the sidewalks. Is there a way to show on the base map?
Unfortunately, this online map. But
so see, it does break off there, and then the crosswalk, you'd have to go through the parking lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But so there's a lot of sidewalks along the edge on Route 1.
So they can
and then
they're
all the way on the back side of that South Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you did what I asked you to do. You moved everything back because mm-hmm. one car just came off the road. I mean, yeah.
And we understood that, and that's why we made the change, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what kind of, I don't know if you're going to still put the roof fence up or what behind that, or what were you going to do? Or just going to put the buffer up? Is that what you're planning on doing, just the buffer?
The buffer, but we're certainly willing to put up another rope fence, whatever you think is best. If other board members have opinions as well, we're certainly happy to do that, especially if it means we get the approval.
Mr. Sharp, you had some questions.
Yeah, just a couple. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked a whole lot about the existing or the prior use of this property.
Yes.
What was it used prior to this?
It was a liquor store.
And how many spaces were available on that?
On the original site plan, there's no designated spacing. I can show that if you'd like.
It's been there for so long.
There was no spaces. When you go on the site, there's no line spaces whatsoever. I'd imagine people parked in those back spots here, these 16 spots back here, if they had a pull in.
I guess my thought was, you know, we've heard some testimony tonight that there is parking problems in that area.
In the entire area,
And it may or may not germinate from the use of the site.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's in dispute that there are parking issues there, and mm-hmm. that is a concern. And if you have a site that has been used in the past for commercial use,
right,
and it had parking spaces of 20 mm-hmm. or whatever, I'm just throwing a number out. Obviously,
sure.
I don't know that number. And there's still these parking problems. I was kind of curious as to the historic use and whether...
There was no designated parking on site other than informally, yes, but at least according to the site plan from our records, we have no designated parking on site. So maybe that's one of our arguments too. We're actually now providing 6 spots on site that will be lined.
So there was, I would think, just looking at that aerial, there's room for more than 6.
It's my understanding that people would just pull up in the back, and again, I can be corrected if I'm wrong, into the 16 grass spaces.
Pulled out front.
Or out front, so.
Off of Route 1. They didn't come in from the back. To go out or walk around out front to the liquor store. They went through the front, and there's no real designated entrance there. It's kind of... Mm-hmm. It's a pretty large entrance right there.
Are you suggesting that there's a room for more than 6 spaces on the site? Maybe.
Well, I mean,
to the north.
I look at what your proposed site plan is,
mm-hmm.
and a significant part of this property is occupied, and it's your application to use it for this mini golf,
mm-hmm.
which thereby leaves very little room for parking and mm-hmm. a drive aisle.
Mm-hmm.
when I look at the aerial of what it is currently there now, or was there at the time that aerial was taken, there appears to be much more area for parking and driving than is currently being proposed. So what the curiosity I had was, how much parking is there now? Because effectively what would be happening is you're taking one commercial use to another commercial use, and you're reducing the availability of parking on that site. And the opposition has said, hey, we've got parking problems in the area, and this is going to take away potentially certain number of spaces.
But with respect to the opposition, they're discussing uses on their site. This is a completely separate site and separate parking.
No, they were not. They were talking about the parking spaces from the Holiday Inn.
And then how it impacted their spot. But arguably, they should not, none of their patrons should be using Holiday Inn's lot.
They didn't say that.
I know they didn't, but I'm just clarifying for the record that they're two separate parking lots.
Their issue is that if this
people
is approved,
will park in
that
their
they
lot.
Will park in their lot, but go to dinner somewhere, and then walk to the putt-putt golf.
But all of those people that did that would be towed, or should be towed, and shouldn't use that lot anyways. If we're enforcing the parking parameters that are there,
but
then that should not be an issue.
Summertime is quite a...
Right, it's busy.
Busy time, and a lot of things to worry about, that have to worry about whether there's adequate parking.
And one of the things that, I guess this is the thing that I suspect, maybe I'm putting words in the chair's mouth, but one of the standards is that the proposed variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to the public welfare. And, you know, that's where this parking question comes in. So, you know, we've kind of heard this comment, hey, you're effectively reducing the parking availability on the space for use that may then trigger an effect on us. So that was the reason for the question and the inquiry there.
And just to address that again, if you're proposing two that we would need, and I would have to talk with the project manager about that specifically, to provide maybe for one or two more spaces on site, we could work to do that. But we already have shrunk down the use as well in the square footage there to address the board's other concerns. Again, we addressed but we thought we addressed the parking arrangement there as well, providing for 18 spots for this use, which arguably is more than was provided for, at least in writing, from the previous use, and actually designated for this use.
But the previous use may not be the equal use that a miniature golf is going to be. You understand what I'm saying?
It's all conjecture, though.
Yeah.
I mean, right. This is a new, right.
Right.
Right. But we do feel that we, again, as I've said, 18 spots are what Nick has on his other sites, and we feel like we've provided for those spots.
And was that in Ocean City?
Actually, Ocean City has 9 spots, and that's the one that has
Where's the 18?
The 18 spots, he has 5 other sites with he has 5, as we said last time, he has 5 other sites, and the maximum is 18 on any of those sites.
And where, give me a, for instance, is it close by in Sussex County?
I'll have Nick speak to that.
I don't need to do that again.
No,
what was I going to say? So Ocean City, there's...
Where do you have 18 spaces dedicated to the golf course?
4 of my locations. There's currently 6.
What are they?
Those are... Ocean City, 3 are in Ocean City, 1 is in Fenwick.
So the one at corner of Lighthouse and Route 1
Yes.
has 18 dedicated spaces?
Yep.
Isn't it dedicated to the whole complex there?
No, that's just the course there.
Not the...
I think you might be mistaken with the Viking Golf one across the street.
Okay.
On the golf down
that's
under
right.
on the other side with the water
that's
tower.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So you do have 18 spots there?
Yes.
Okay.
And okay. again, that lot also rarely full in the summer.
Well, they have buses to transport there too.
Sure.
But this lot also has people walking and biking to the site as well for that point. point.
A lot of biking in Fenwick, actually. We doubled our bike rack there last year just because we got so much bike traffic.
Which we also plan to do as part of the agreement with Mr. Burbage.
Okay.
What size is your parking lot?
I'm sorry?
What size are the parking lot?
The space?
The spaces?
I think that code there.
Yeah, it would be a standard spot, I'm pretty sure.
Everything would have to be compliant with what the requirement.
Mr. Sharpe. There is a standard design too, and compact spaces are not allowed.
Okay. I mean, if you put another one in, you're not going to be taken away from the other parking places, are you?
No.
I mean, you don't want to be cutting them down to bumps.
Oh, right. I hear you.
It's so tight you can't get in there.
Right.
Sure.
So the stick is better than...
They're making seven and making seven small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I think you've done what we asked you, my personal opinion. You came back with a small parking. You did something with the buffer zone.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Just a quick question. It was touched on briefly. And maybe the developer, the engineer could help, but the statement about the current amount of impervious surface that exists, and if your plan is approved, I believe you made the statement that there would be a reduction in the amount of impervious surface. Is that correct?
Well, yes. So currently, a lot of that is paved, and there's obviously as well the building. So we're getting rid of the building and replacing it with pervious surface. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
do you have to put a stormwater management pond there?
We have to, no, but we have to prepare a sediment and stormwater plan through Sussex Conservation District and go through that. And we've started on that process. I don't have the percentage differences or anything.
But it's your belief is that there'll be a reduction in the amount of impervious surface.
What do we decide about the fence? Never came to conclusion.
Oh, I can clear that up too. Mm-hmm. The addition of the trees was not meant to take away from the past fence that would be there. The exact same proposed fence is going to stay because not only does that keep things from coming in, it keeps things from going out. So that's necessary at all my courses.
What kind of fence is it?
It'll be thick wooden posts driven into the ground, and then it will be a rope going across the top and a netting below that.
Okay.
If there's a required height to that, I understand that as well, and we'll do anything to meet your requirements there. But typically, I think the requirement was 42 inches, and that's why we had that down.
Do you have any other golf courses next to the road? I mean, next to the road, your other ones?
All of them.
So have you ever seen any balls or anything going out that much?
Not a lot. You get kids throwing them, which is hard to prevent. Yes. I understand that. Yeah. But we do what we can to mitigate it. And
I mean, it's mini golf. So you really shouldn't be.
Right. Should stay on the turf.
Yes. Okay.
I haven't played any of his courses. I just want that to be known.
There would have been some balls running across the road then.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Can you go over what your reasons why we should approve this?
Yes. For each specific with the five elements, yes. For the first request, a 45-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of C1, the lot is unique with an irregular shape. The lot is shallow and north to the south and wider to the north. The property is located along the Route 1 corridor within a teardrop-shaped commercial area, bordered on the east by Route 1, bordered on the west by South Pennsylvania Ave, and bordered to the north by Jefferson Bridge Road. Because of such physical circumstances, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the code. Again, for the reasons stated, the lot is uniquely shaped. Such exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. This lot has been shaped this way since its existence and prior to the applicant's proposed lease and use of the property. The variance for the front yard setback requirement will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and we actually believe we've improved even on that point by reducing the variance request as discussed tonight. And finally, the variance will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief that, and will represent the least modification possible to allow for the development of an 18-hole miniature golf course. The golf course design requires relief only from the front yard setback. Here, also notable, is this is a seasonal use of the property. Second, 5-foot variance from the buffer requirement of the CHCOZ. The lot is again unique for the reasons stated with the first variance, with an irregular shape. Because of such physical circumstances and conditions, there's no possibility that we can develop the property in conformity here. We have improved the buffer conditions, now asking only for a 5-foot request from the board. We've obviously provided for additional landscaping around the buffer to address the concerns previously stated, and we believe that our 5-foot variance request will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Actually, will have improved probably the aesthetics with the addition of landscaping there and cleaning up the site as well. And the variance, again, represents the minimum variance. Vegetative areas will remain where feasible during and post-construction if the variances are granted, and the landscaping provided is indigenous to local areas. And then finally, our third and final request is for a variance from the parking requirement of the Sussex County Code, Section 115-162. Again, for the record, I'd like to state that indoor commercial use is requires parking spaces, but outdoor commercial use does not. Nick has stated for the record that he has a maximum 18 spaces, which we provided for here on site with 6 and 12 spaces through a shared parking arrangement with Holiday Inn Express. And we believe that this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Are there any other questions?
And for the sidewalk, Jamie brought it up, the sidewalk behind it.
Yes, they are.
You got them all behind it and come back to Route 1.
They are.
He's got a map of it, show us where it's at.
If I can assist, going back to your earlier point, actually, that there is an official DelDOT sidewalk map. We can't overlay it on this map, but while we've been talking, I have been able to locate that, and it does show the officially designated sidewalks in the vicinity of the site. So
it's on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah, I haven't passed my tablet down, actually.
I know where Pennsylvania Avenue is. I'm good.
I got it. We're good.
Okay, we appreciate consideration of our application and ask for the approval of the three variances. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Anybody have any other questions? No? I will close the public hearing.
Thank you.
It would really be nice if they switched and put that miniature golf where that parking lot is and put their parking out on Route 1.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
If more people probably stay at Holiday Inn.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 124166 for Jessica F. Peek. For the requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. Mainly for number 3 and number 4 and number 5. Exceptional practical difficulty has been definitely created by the applicant here. If you knock down that building, you have a clear easel or and to put something in there, 75% of a variance is just way too much in a precedent we don't want to set here, I don't believe. Although I don't believe it'll necessarily alter the essential character of the neighborhood, I think it does substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties. And I do not believe the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification of the regulation at issue.
That's your motion?
My motion.
I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Carson?
Nay.
Oh, you guys are really something else tonight. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Well, I'm going to vote yes. So with a vote of 3-2, the application is denied. My issue is the parking. If we had proof that some kind of data that people are going to walk or get there other way than crossing Route 1, that's my whole issue, the public safety. If you can fix that, we could do something, I think. Okay. We're going to recess for 10 minutes.